JK Tales presents. The Story of Ramzan. First of all, a very happy Ramzan for all our fans out there. Ramadan is a time of spiritual reflection, improvement and increased devotion and worship. Muslims are expected to put more effort into following the teachings of Islam. The fast begins at dawn and ends at sunset. Ramadan also teaches Muslims how to better practice self-discipline, self-control, sacrifice, and empathy for those who are less fortunate, and thus encouraging actions of generosity and charity. The origin of Ramadan, the sacred Muslim occasion, can be traced partly to historic accounts as well as the various holy Islamic texts. A great part of the history of Ramadan depends on ancient Islamic folklore. According to the Islamic texts, Ramadan began with Prophet Muhammad, the founder of Islam, who was born in 570 CE in the Arabian city of Mecca. Orphaned at a young age, Muhammad was reared by his uncle Abu Talib. The boy grew up to be a merchant, as well as a shepherd. He was first married by age 25. Gradually, Muhammad began to be dissatisfied with his life in Mecca. Having an idealistic and religious temperament from his very early days, he retreated to the caves in the surrounding mountains of Mecca for meditation and reflection. According to Islam, one night during the month of Ramadan in the year 610 AD, when Muhammad was 40 years of age and was passing the month in meditation in Mount Hira, he had a vision of an angel appearing before him. This angel introduced himself as Jibril and revealed that Muhammad was the messenger of Allah and was born to be a prophet to his people. The angel asked Muhammad to recite what he said.
Recite in the name of your Lord who creates man from a cloth. Recite, and your Lord is the most bountiful, who teaches by the pen. He teaches man what he does not know.
With a confounded mind, Muhammad descended from Mount Hira and told everything to his wife Khadija. He feared that he had an encounter with an evil spirit. But Khadija allayed his fears, reminding him of his good conduct until then and that it was impossible for him to be visited by a demon. She took him to her old cousin Waraka ibn Nawfal and told the latter everything about Muhammad's meeting with the angel. Waraka ibn Nawfal was a much learned man and was well versed in various sacred texts concerning different religion. The lettered man convinced Muhammad that he was indeed a messenger of God, and the angel who visited Muhammad was the same divine messenger Gabriel who had also visited the Hebrew prophet Moses. In the following 23 years, Muhammad was visited many times by Jibril, who taught him the holy knowledge in verses. This sacred knowledge consists of the code of conduct that Allah wants his people to maintain on earth. It is inscribed in verses which are compiled in the Holy Quran, the most sacred book in Islam. It is said that the sacred knowledge was revealed to Muhammad during the month of Ramadan. Laylat al-Qadr, a night of the month, is symbolically regarded as the same night on which the holy knowledge was gifted to Muhammad and mankind. The followers of Islam consider Laylat al-Qadr as the night of the power, the holiest night of the year. As a mark of respect to Allah and to show gratitude to Him for the true knowledge that He gifted to His sons and daughters, the Prophet asked his followers, and therefore the followers of Islam, to pass the month of Ramadan in fasting, prayers and other austerities, and end the month-long non-indulgence with festive celebrations. Thus was born the sacred occasion called Ramadan, a month-long period of austerity. For Muslims all over, it is a very special time of introspection, meditation, self-control, charitable activities, spirituality and of course, devotion to God. Thank you. You can find us at jkstories.enjoy@gmail.com. JK Tales now has its official Instagram page. Follow us at jktales.enjoy.